An old woman in a far-off land was dragging a large tree branch to have it cut into pieces for the evening fire. Little boy, seeing her struggling, came and grabbed the other end. Suddenly, the woman's burden became lighter. Gratefully, she said, "Oh, how I wish you could take hold of the other end of the greater burden that I'm carrying. You see, I have a burden of sin. The more I drag it around, the heavier it gets." The helpful boy responded, "Well, my mother told me yesterday that Jesus Christ carried all our sins to the cross. You don't need me to drag one end of it. He'll take the whole load." Well, that poor woman, who had been struggling for years under the load of sin, found release from it through the kindness and wisdom of that little child. Matthew 11, verse 28 and following says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." During this week of Holy Week, we're reminded of the great cost Jesus paid and the horrible burden of sin that he carried to the cross on our behalf. It was our sin that he bore, our guilt that he carried on himself. When Jesus hung on that old rugged cross on Calvary, he was punished for our crimes and cruelties, both in action and in attitude. When he cried out in agony, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It was because he became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus doesn't just help by lifting our burdens, he removes our sins. And suddenly, your burden is lifted completely away.